It's Tuesday, April 29, 2025.
If it's denied, then the president is saying that that money will not be available to help our families rebuild.
Trump administration denies disaster aid for Arkansas, Kentucky, and other states.
Traffic lights are out. Businesses are in the dark. Public transportation at a standstill.
Nationwide blackouts hit Spain and Portugal. Plus, Trump fires all scientists working on the U.S. government's flagship climate change assessment.
All of that madness and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Yeah, I guess destroying the planet is one way to advance your policy agenda. I mean, you can't be trans if there's no planet.
Excellent point. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, now they're coming for the volunteer scientists. I guess that's going to save them a lot of money, eh?
The Trump administration has dismissed hundreds of scientists working on the federal government's premier report on how human-caused global warming is affecting the country. The National Climate Assessment is required by Congress every 4 years to inform policymakers, industries, and the public about how rising temperatures will affect human health, food and water supplies, transportation, energy production, and the U.S. economy, and to help every region prepare as climate impacts worsen.
Well, science doesn't exist if you fire all the scientists.
That seems to be the idea. Last week, the administration cut the program's funding, so it is unclear how or if the mandated report will proceed.
Even though it's the rule of law.
Yep. It's not great timing to fire America's top climate scientists. A new analysis finds that 2025 just saw the second hottest start to any year on record since record keeping began in the mid-1800s. Scientists at Carbon Brief, a UK climate data organization, announced that the first quarter of 2025, from January to March, was the second warmest quarter ever recorded globally, running just a hair behind 2024, the hottest year on record. That is concerning since the heat occurred during a mild La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific, which usually cools global temperatures. Meanwhile, a fascinating new study estimates that the world's biggest oil companies have caused $28 trillion in climate damages. Let me say that again. $28 trillion in damages, and that is likely an underestimate. The peer-reviewed study in the journal Nature examined the known emissions data from burning the products of more than 100 of the world's biggest carbon producers, like gasoline or coal-fired electricity. They then calculated each company's contribution to warming and estimated economic losses caused by it. State-owned oil giants Saudi Aramco and Russia's Gazprom are the top two, responsible for roughly $5 trillion in damages each. Investor-owned majors Exxon, Chevron, and BP collectively caused another $5 trillion in damage. The study's authors say the data should assist states and local governments suing big oil companies for billions of dollars in damage caused by climate change. Speaking of damages, power is slowly being restored in Spain and Portugal after nationwide blackouts crippled both countries on Monday.
Yeah, why?
As we go to air, that cause is still unknown, but Portugal's grid operator said that, quote, extreme variations in Spain's temperature triggered anomalies in major transmission lines. That set off a domino effect across the two countries' interconnected system, shutting down trains, traffic, airports, phones, internet, water systems, and other critical infrastructure.
Like ATMs were down.
Yes. Now, officials say no indication that a cyber attack was involved. Here in the U.S., the Trump administration is cutting off federal disaster aid to several states, forcing them to bear the full cost of extreme weather disasters. Trump denied a disaster aid request from the Republican governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his own former White House press secretary, after deadly tornado outbreaks and generational flooding in March, saying, quote, you have enough resources in the state and local governments in order to respond to these natural disasters.
Good luck to you, lady.
Sanders is appealing the denial. In an interview with local news, Grant Tenniel, chair of the Arkansas Democratic Party, underscored the stakes.
In rural Arkansas, a not very big disaster can wipe a town away. And without assistance to rebuild, nobody will.
Trump has also denied disaster aid to Kentucky, Washington State, and North Carolina. An ominous sign as summer heat, hurricanes, and wildfires are looming.
Do we need any more ominous signs at this point? For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Whoa!